This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, radio. If they had a been like me.
It certainly is. A big hello, one and all. It's Tuesday the 19th of June, just gone 6 o'clock, and this is another rip-roaring The Show That Goes Like This with me, Ben Simmons, on Phoenix FM. Lovely to have you along. Hope your Tuesday is treating you well so far. Yes, if you heard me with Ian Lee just at the end of his drive time spectacular there, I was in yesterday, and I'm back the following day. It's a rare occurrence for me on Phoenix FM. And it's nice to be back so soon, but with my regular show. Yesterday I was covering for someone in the daytime. Today it's all the usual craziness of the show that goes like this. Great music guaranteed for the next couple of hours. And all the regular features. We've got Ben's Impossible Question again. A chance for you to somehow be Legend of the Week by sharing things with me on social media. We'll get some celebrity birthdays worked into the show a little bit later as well. And a celebrity interview, which is rather exciting. Yes, ventriloquist Steve Hewlett I'll be chatting to a little bit later on as well. So keep it here, 98.0 or phoenixfm.com. And what about ridiculous holidays for the 9th of June? Well, let me get this right. Apparently, it's Call Your Doctor Day today. So, you know, even if you're feeling well, just give them a call, see how they're doing. No, don't. That will probably waste a lot of people's time. I'm not advocating that. Rather excitingly, it's Donald Duck Day. And I could play Duck Sauce, Barbara Streisand, but I've done that before, so I'm not going to do that on this programme. Also, and this is serious, really, although it's difficult to say, it's World APS Day. What's APS? That's not difficult to say. No, Antiphospholipid Antibody Syndrome. That's what it is. Something to do with an autoimmune disease that attacks the blood. So just thought I'd share that with you, just to prove that I can say long words on this programme. If you suffer from APS, I'm genuinely sorry. That's amazing. I can say antiphospholipid antibody syndrome and can't say APS. Anyway, forget all that, because I shied away from those holidays to find out with much excitement today that it's Pet Appreciation Week all week. Yes, I thought you'd be excited. So, as you can guess, many of the tracks you hear today will be animal-inspired, and something to do with Legend of the Week will involve you sending me photos of your pets. That's to come later on in the show, though. And don't get, you know, don't prepare yourselves already. You wait to hear the instruction. We don't just want cute pet photos. That would be too easy. Anyway, animal-inspired. Many of the tracks you're going to hear have been suggested by you lovely legends as well throughout the day on social media. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter if you want to get in touch. And I will let you know how you can get involved with all the different elements of the show as well. Let's get started with animal-related issues then. Here's Katy Perry. This is all about the noise animals make. Well, certain animals.
Everything you held me down, but I got up already, brushing off. Phoenix FM.
Absolutely. This is the show that goes like this. I'm Ben with you now up until 8. And I believe Ian Lee is still in the building. I don't know if he's female Ian Lee, little Ian Lee, old man Ian Lee, or an entirely new character. Let's find out.
Oh, Mr. Simmons! Mr. Simmons, I've just been cleaning the other studio.
Have you? That's lovely.
And there's people in there now and I don't know what to do.
Yes.
I'm all of a flutter.
It's interesting because since, as far as I'm aware, since the lockdown began, this is the first time I've been into Studio 1 where we're broadcasting, and Studio 2 is being used as well. It's quite exciting.
Oh no, they use it during the day, you know, when you sleep.
Yes.
With your vampire-esque life, Mr. Simmons.
Yes, yes. Can I just confirm, are you female, Ian Lee, little Ian Lee?
Well, I wouldn't be called Ian if I was a female, would I?
I don't know.
Brought you up?
These days of gender fluidity, who knows?
There's nothing fluid about me except when I've got a bladder problem. Yeah. I haven't got a bladder problem at the moment. I'm all right.
Well, that's a relief.
Cystitis isn't my friend.
Is it anybody's friend? That's a point.
Who knows? It's like taking the pee, Mr. Simmons.
No.
Going to the doctor with it.
Oh, did you know it's Call Your Doctor Day today?
Apparently. What do you want me to call him? I don't know your doctor. I know my doctor.
Just call him Doctor. That's
She's funny. A lovely woman.
Oh, it's a she.
Oh, yes.
Mine's a he, so I just assumed.
What? Your doctor's a woman that's a he. I don't understand, Mr. Simmons.
We've got into a whole dangerous area now of gender fluidity and male.
I'm not in a dangerous area. I'm on a chair in front of you. There's no sharks on the floor.
If you've got a bladder issue, you could be in a dangerous area.
We could, yes. Yeah. That's when I think I'm part Welsh.
Really?
I've always got a problem with a leak.
You should get that British Airways pilot we talked about to clean it up or whatever.
Oh, he's gone back now.
Has he?
Yes,
right.
He's flying high.
I meant to tell you I was saving this, but I'll do it now. I was addicted to soap. Did you know that?
That's life, boy.
Well, I've been clean for the last 5 years.
Ooh!
Here's another animal song. It's the Monkees.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
We go where we want to, do what we like to do. We don't have time to get restless. There's always something new.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. Come and watch us sing and play. We're the young generation, and we've got something to say.
Oh. Any time or anywhere. Just look over your shoulder. Guess who'll be standing there?
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. And people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. Say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. Come and watch us sing and play. We're the young generation, and we've got something to say.
Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. So that was The Monkees there then, with the classic theme from The Monkees. And thanks to the listening legends out there who've sent in suggestions for this show. Katy Perry's Roar at the top of the show was suggested by the lovely Kylie Butner on social media earlier this afternoon. And the theme from The Monkees was suggested by the fabulous Barry Liptrot. So thank you to both of you for your suggestions. Keep them coming in if you want to. If we have them in our extensive Phoenix FM library, I'll do my very best to get them on the airwaves for you this evening. So yes, let's just recap. It's the 9th of June. It is World Antiphospholipid Antibody Syndrome Day. I'm not saying it again. It's also Donald Duck Day. If you love your cartoons, forget Mickey and Minnie Mouse and focus particularly on Donald Duck with his and all that gubbins. That was better than I was expecting. It was also Call Your Doctor Day. Call him a lovely man or woman. And then, you know, don't call them flippantly. If you've got a problem, call them. But just be grateful to have a lovely doctor. And also, rather excitingly, it's Pet Appreciation Week. I'm going to play one more track and I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do to be Legend of the Week this week on the show that goes like this. Always highly controversial and hotly contested award that I give out. Remember, no tangible prize. It is simply the glory of knowing you've won. Until then, though, it's time for another track. Don't forget, in around about half an hour's time, I'll be talking to the fabulous ventriloquist Steve Hewlett on the phone. But for now, here's another track that was suggested by Barbara Ferry earlier on this afternoon. It's the Baha Men.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey-ya.
And everybody having a ball.
Ha, ha.
Until the fellas start the name calling.
E-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. Ha, ha, I have a pool with shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the dumpy. Billy found them stepped out. Get back, Gruffy. Bus Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, yeah.
Two Eddie girls calling them canine. Hey,
yeah.
But they tell me, hey, man, start up the party. You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
A doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Hold it, hold it, hold it.
Bus Gruffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove on, got my mind gone. Do you see the waves coming from my eye? Walking through the prison, Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white talk, short, feeling, can't see color. Any color but you, I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, when they see me, they say, ooh.
Who let the dogs out? 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 Who let the dogs out?
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, it's going well so far. We've dealt with monkeys, we've dealt with dogs now, we've dealt with the sound animals make, just a general roar, all musically on the show that goes like this, and we're not even 20 minutes in. It's going to be a busy one tonight, so keep it here, 98.0, if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding area. Share our station with all your friends. Also, phoenixfm.com as well, and you can tune in from anywhere. You don't have to be in the surrounding area or in Brentwood itself, and we will be eternally grateful if you could like our pages, Phoenix FM on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and then just give them a quick share. Go on, that would be marvellous, particularly for me, my Ben Simmons radio page. Thank you so much to people who have followed me on there. That's marvellous, and you do get a lot of updates on there in particular. And just tell people to like that as well, spread the word. We always appreciate that from our lovely leg end listeners. Right, can you guess what other animals we're going to feature musically in this show? Like I said, we've had monkeys, we've had dogs. What could be coming? Well, let me tell you, we're going to get something about our feline friends, and then some surprising animals as well. Maybe wolves mentioned, maybe reptiles mentioned a bit later. Maybe particular body parts of certain striped animals from the cat family. Maybe you can work out what's coming. Not many people will have guessed this one. Well, before I do this track, I did say I would tell you how you can get the Legend of the Week award this week. And it's going to be hotly contested as ever. I'm focusing on, and this always gets people going, Pet Appreciation Week this week on the show that goes like this. Or as I should say, Pet Appreciation Week. There we go. And so what you have to do... Now, people have sent in animal photos to this programme before. It has to be your animal. That's the thing. You can't just get a generic photo of a funny animal off of Google Images or something like that. It has to be you in the photo with your animal to prove it's your animal. See, if people are just looking at the Facebook post about this, they won't hear that particular stipulation, and it could cost them badly for Legend of the Week, so listen carefully. There is a particular post on my Facebook profile right now, and it says this. For Legend of the Week this week, comment below this post only, in capital letters, because sometimes people send me pictures all over the place, with pictures of your pets, but not just a cute photo. Without being cruel, be creative. And the best one, in my opinion, will win. So we don't just want animals looking cute. What can you do? Can you dress them up in something, as long as they don't mind, as long as they're not obviously upset by having that done to them? Can you hold something near them? Can you hold your animal near something that's vaguely amusing or random or ridiculous? Or can you just get your animal in a bizarre pose, maybe? Now, like I say, we don't want it to be cruel. Let them be natural as they are. But if there's anything you can do to enhance the natural image of your pet, then please send it in to me. It's on Facebook at the top of my profile right now. I'll share it to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page while the next song is on. So it's all about animal photos. But remember, importantly, you must be in the photo with your animal to prove it is your animal. Otherwise, it could be anyone's animal. If you send me a photo and there's no proof whose animal it is or who's in the photograph with it, then I'm afraid it will not be able to be considered. Right, so remember, there's Legend of the Week, there's Ben's Impossible Question coming later, we'll get a hotly contested poll in, and we've got celebrity guests coming up in 25 minutes' time as well. It's all marvellous. But we need more animal music, and thanks to Nick Murphy... Oh no, Nick Ashton, I beg Nick Murphy's pardon, his one's coming later. But thanks to Nick Ashton, we've got this. It's Bats! Bats are being sung about right now. Where are they? They're not in heaven. Thanks, Meatloaf.
The sirens are screaming and the fires are howling. We're down in the valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air, and there's thunder in the sky, and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat. Oh, baby, you're the only thing in this whole world that's good and good and right. And wherever you are and wherever you go, there's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night. Together when it's over, you know we'll both be so
gates of heaven, I'll come crawling on back to you.
Before the gates of heaven, I'll come crawling on back to you.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Gotta let that motorcycle sound effect play on at the end of that track there, I always say. Bat Out of Hell from Meatloaf. Huge thanks to Nick Ashton for suggesting that on social media a little bit earlier on. Now, speaking of social media, some people who've been across my Facebook profile over the last couple of weeks will have noticed something taking hold of it. Now, let me explain a little bit about this. I'm not going to dwell on it too much on this programme, but I'd like to give it a little plug tonight. I was a bit sad that there was no major international football tournament going to happen this summer because of Euro 2020 being postponed till next summer because of the current crisis, etc. So what I did, I thought, hang on a minute, I have a gaming console which allows you to record the games on it. I also have a game which has the ability of letting the computer play international matches against itself. I thought I could record a lot of international matches and create my own virtual World Cup. That's what I did, but I made it more interesting by roping in some of my friends and family to be managers of the teams. Although they don't have to play the games, they don't actually get involved, the computer plays itself, they don't even get to pick the teams. So they're just a figurehead, basically. But each team has a human assigned to it. And we had a proper draw and everything. I forced my wife to sit at a table with me. I say forced, she loved it, really. And we actually did a complete World Cup draw, drawing out the nations, assigning people to those nations, and then putting them in groups. And now the World Cup is playing out on my YouTube channel. And if you're interested, if you're missing your international football, I highly recommend it. Each game is not 90 minutes, it's condensed into about 10 real minutes. However, to make it more interesting, it's got my lovely dulcet tones commentating. And this isn't something that just takes a couple of days on the computer and is done. Oh no, it's a proper World Cup. 12 days of group games and 4 days of knockout games. So, well, actually, it started on the 1st of June and the final is going to be taking place on the 18th of June. Thursday the 18th of June at 7pm. If you like football and you're missing your international tournaments, I recommend you check this out. It's the E-World Cup of Legends with Ben Simmons, abbreviated to EWCOL. If you just search for that on Google, you'll find it on YouTube, and then you can subscribe to the channel and keep updated with all the games. At the moment, the group stage is still underway, and there are games, 4 games a day at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock every day until the bitter end of the tournament on the 18th of June. But do check it out. I recommend it. I'm getting very excited doing it, and we're trying to get it to reach a little bit of a wider audience as well. So if you could share it, that would be extremely marvellous of you. So yeah, a little plug for the EWCOL. E-World Cup of Legends. Check it out on YouTube. It's on my Facebook as well. You're being wonderful and sending in animal photos, which is marvellous. The Legend of the Week award is going to be hotly contested as ever this evening. So keep that up. That's marvellous. And there will be Ben's Impossible Question coming soon. And in around about 15 minutes' time, I'll be talking to the fabulous Steve Hewlett. I think we need to get some more music on, don't you? In that case, let's play another one. Here's one that was suggested by Nick Murphy. I nearly tried to give him the last one to attribute that to him, but no, it was this one. It's one of his favourites. It's Survivor. It's Eye of the Tiger. We'll be right back.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The animal photos are coming in thick and fast, which is fabulous. Now, remember what I said, we don't just want cute images of animals. And really, for it to be eligible, it would be better if you were in the photograph with them to prove that it is your animal. Otherwise, as far as I'm concerned, you could have got it just off of anywhere on Google. You could have gone on Google Images and gone wacky animal photos or something. I'm sure none of my legend listeners would do that, and I do believe you. But anyway, and remember, it's not just cute photos. Be creative. Without being cruel, see if you can get something extra amusing in the background or in the foreground, or get your animal doing something a bit more interesting than just sitting there looking cute. That's all I'm asking. Okay. But make sure they're happy at all times. Obviously, it's Pet Appreciation Week. That's why I'm asking this on the show that goes like this tonight on Phoenix FM. That's what you need to do to be Legend of the Week. What about Ben's impossible question this week? I know you'd love to hear about that.
Not true. That's impossible.
Okay, so here it is. Again, pay close attention. This has been shared to my Facebook. It might be easier to see it written down. But if you're listening, if you're an oral learner, you'll appreciate this a bit more. And what the impossible question is this week is, work out the distance between my primary school to the Eurotunnel terminal in Folkestone, Kent. Now, I know that's only the first part, which sounds ridiculous enough. I'm not going to tell you which primary school I went to. Some people listening might know. The only clue I'll give you is that the Eurotunnel terminal in Folkestone in Kent is in the same county as my primary school. Yes, I grew up in Kent. And, right, that's the first bit. Work out the distance between my primary school to the Eurotunnel terminal in Folkestone, Kent. You just got to guess it. And there's no real significance in it being Eurotunnel. I just picked something of note in the same county. However, then, if the days of the week are numbered 1 to 7, so if Monday is 1, I know some people might think Sunday, but for me, Monday is 1 and Sunday is 7. So if the days of the week are numbered 1 to 7, divide your first answer by the day of the week I was born on. You might have to guess where I went to school. You're going to have to guess what day of the week I was born on. Only very close family members will know the exact answer of that, I'm sure. Then comment below with your guess. So the distance between my primary school and the Eurotunnel terminal gives you a number. And then divide that number by the day of the week I was born on. It's meant to be impossible. The nearest answer will be the winner of Ben's impossible question. Some answers have already come in, which is marvellous to see. And there we go. So get your answer in on Facebook again. Right, time for some more tracks. We're getting a bit closer to Steve Hewlett appearing. Here's another track that was suggested by Kylie Butler once again. So thank you very much for this. It's one of my favourites. I like this, particularly the video, but enough about that. Here's Shakira.
I've been devoting myself to you Monday to Monday and Friday to Friday. Not getting enough retribution or decent incentives to keep me at it. I'm starting to feel just a little abused, like a coffee machine in an office. So I'm gonna go somewhere closer to get me a lover and tell you about it.
There's a she-wolf in the closet. So far, she's
station to look at the single man. I got on me a special radar on the fire department hotline in case I get in trouble later. Not looking for cute little divas or rich city guys. I just want to enjoy having a very good time and behave very bad in the arms of the boy.
There's a she-wolf in the closet.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Tiny bit of chat from me. We're going to get one, maybe two more tracks on and then speak to Steve Hewlett, which is rather marvellous. And lots to talk about with him, including his new charity single, which will be coming out very shortly. And well, it's all happening on the show tonight. I'm getting lovely animal photos. I'm getting interesting answers to Ben's impossible question. If you're wondering where all that is, you need to go to my profile on Facebook, Ben Simmons, and you can message me on there. And if you want to get in touch on Twitter, it's at Ben Sim Radio on as well. Thanks so much to everybody who's got in touch and suggested tracks for this show. It's genuinely wonderful of you. And here's another one that was suggested by Rachel Woollett. It's Chaz and Dave.
Rabbit, 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 rabbit.
You got a beautiful chin. You got beautiful skin. You got a beautiful face. You got taste. You got beautiful eyes. You got. Stop talking, why don't you give it a rest? You got more rabbit than Sainsbury's. It's time you got it off your chest. Now you was just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first clapped my eyes on you. But how was I to know you've been my ear holes too? With your incessant talking, you'll be coming a pest.
Rabbit, 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 rabbit.
Now you're a wonderful girl. You got a wonderful smell. You got wonderful arms. You got charm. You got wonderful hair. Chat, but you have to keep giving it that. No, you won't stop talking, why don't you give it a rest? You've got more rabbit than Sainsbury's. It's time you got it off your chest. Now you were just the kind of girl to break my heart in two. I knew right off when I first clapped my eyes on you. But how was I to know you'd bend my ear holes too? With your incessant talking, you're becoming a pest.
Rabbit, 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 rabbit. Yep, yep, rabbit, yep, 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 rabbit, rabbit, bunny, jabber, rabbit, yep, rabbit, rabbit, bunny, rabbit, jabber, jabber, rabbit, rabbit, yep, yep, rabbit, rabbit, bunny, bunny, yep, jabber, rabbit.
Phoenix FM.
Gotta love a bit of Chaz and Dave. Remember, We are not constrained by any particular genre of song, type of song, or anything on this programme. If it fits in with the current theme, then I am happy to play it, as long as there's nothing offensive in the lyrics, etc. It's Tuesday the 9th of June. It's Pet Appreciation Week all week this week. Thank you so much to those of you that are sending in creative photos of your pets. They're looking rather wonderful. Have a look at my Facebook profile if you'd like to see some of the entries so far. In people's attempts to be legend of the week this week. And remember, Ben's impossible question has been asked as well. There is another post slightly beneath the one about pets where I'm asking for answers to Ben's impossible question. So you can comment on the pet request picture post with your pet request pictures, and you can comment with your answer to Ben's impossible question on the post just beneath that. And if you haven't heard it yet, the impossible question is, you have to work out the distance, and I mean guess, between my primary school and the Eurotunnel terminal in Folkestone in Kent. The only clue I'm giving you is it's in the same county, my primary school. And then if the days of the week are numbered 1 to 7, Monday to Sunday, divide the first answer by the day of the week I was born on. It's meant to be impossible, so you're going to have a certain number of miles you think is the distance between my school and Folkestone's Eurotunnel terminal. And then whatever that number of miles is, divide it by the number of the week, of the day of the week you think I was born on. So if you think I was born on a Wednesday, you divide your miles by 3 and you type your answer in as a comment. Who's going to be closest? It's Ben's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible.
And keep it here on Phoenix FM. We're going to have one more track, and then I'm going to be chatting to my very special guest, or maybe guests, this evening, which is rather exciting. Remember, all the music you're going to hear is related to Pet Appreciation Week, and thanks to you guys, they're all linked to a variety of different animals, which is absolutely fabulous. Bobo Roberts suggested the next one. Here are the tokens.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
FM.
It certainly is, and as has been promised all show, I'm joined by my celebrity guest on the telephone. So a huge hello from all of us here at the show that goes like this to the marvellous Steve Hewlett.
Hello, Ben. Celebrity. Well, I like that.
Yeah,
I suppose I'm in Big Brother. I'm stuck in a house with people I can't stand. That's a joke. I love my family. How are you, mate? All right.
I'm not too bad, thanks. Yeah, I was going to say, to begin with, how the heck is lockdown treating you? It's been a long time now. What, 11 weeks or something?
Same for us all. You know, we're not gigging.
Yeah.
I've had theatres cancelled, you know, the tour that actually went on. We opened on the 11th and the 12th in the same theatre in Hastings,
yeah,
at the Stables, and that show closed after those two shows that opened. It closed the day after because the 13th was lockdown. Yeah,
wow,
so
so
all the cruise ships, I just had Disney pull the cruise ships and everything's gone, obviously, but I think it's starting to come back, actually.
There's hints
now,
of it. Yeah, I mean, it's a worrying time for the performing industry in general, I guess.
And, huge, yeah. Huge.
Yeah, and so many theatres depending on revenue to keep going and whatever, and the idea of social distancing in a theatre is extremely difficult. I just don't see how it can work. But also, someone like you, you're so busy all the time doing different things. It must be weird to be at home for 3 months non-stop.
Yeah, I just find out if my wife still likes me, you know. You find out if your kids know who you are, and then they get to know you and they want you to go away to work again. But how is it for you? I mean, you've got so many listeners. Do you have to get them to sit on different couches around the house? Your social distance, does it affect your radio work?
Fortunately, it's just me on my own in the studio, which is okay. When I'm at home,
yourself.
Yeah, when I'm
like
at
me.
Yeah, when I'm at home, me and the missus, we just put ourselves in separate rooms when we're working. And
we should know what social distancing is like because we're both married. So yeah,
although it's easier for me because I don't have any children. Obviously, you have two lovely children. That must be interesting.
Lovely. Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
How are your kids? How are your kids dealing with lockdown? Are they
They're
all
beautiful? Like that? You know, but they've learned ventriloquism.
Really? Wow.
Just naturally them watching me do interviews and things, and
doing
shows online. They've sat there and watched behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And my four-year-old, she just turned four last week, little Larissa, she walked up to me and said, "Daddy, look at me. I can talk about with my lips and my teeth." And she literally said that. I was creasing up. Nina loved it. But she is a great, even Lola was, and she was her age. They watched what I do, and they started to do the technical ventriloquist thing. I think, wow, they're naturals, you know, but it's nothing really they're going to take up. They just have a bit of fun with it.
That's amazing.
You know, they chase Arthur Lager all around the apartment. That's it.
Now, obviously, for people who have just tuned in, clearly you've had a really long career already, but for a lot of people, you really came to prominence getting to the final of Britain's Got Talent, and then you had that Simon Cowell puppet made, which caused a bit of a stir on the show. I've always wanted to ask, I think I might have asked you this before, but I mean, how much did they have no idea? Did any of the producers in Britain's Got Talent know you were going to do that? Was it a complete surprise to everybody?
I left it till the last minute, you know, because sometimes they can change your act at the last minute.
Sure, yeah.
So I auditioned, and then they go through a process of over a few months of getting your act ready. So I'd done that with them. I had Arthur Lager. I had was just Arthur Lager. And a little bit of stand-up at the beginning of me just doing jokes.
Yeah.
But what I didn't tell them, up until the rehearsal of the day of the show, what I didn't tell them is when we rehearsed in the afternoon with Ant and Dec, I had Simon Cowell made. He literally arrived a week before from Portugal. And I kept him in that box. And I'd done a lot of ad-libbing, actually. We had a pre-rehearsal the day before on the Thursday.
Yeah.
And the producer came up and said, "Those gags were great," because I've been watching the live shows throughout the week. They said, "Can you do a lot more references towards the show?" I went, yeah, I've got something up my sleeve. I didn't tell him what it was. When I'd done the final rehearsal before the show, I did pull out the Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
The place erupted in the studio. Ant and Dec were on their knees. The producer ran down and said, "Are you doing that tonight?" I said, "I'd love to." And I did, and the result is obviously on YouTube.
Brilliant.
Yeah, they had no idea, and I think for a show like that, you need to pull it out the bag, literally.
Yeah, of course, you need that sort
of something up your sleeve.
Shock factor, but something hilarious like that as well, that actually, not in a horrible way, but sort of pokes fun at what the main guy behind the show as well. It was a brilliant idea.
Loved it. Yeah. He loved it, and then they called me when I got I got chucked out of the semi-finals. They called me on the Sunday to say, you might be the wild card. Can you come up with another puppet? Like, what, another judge? And I was thinking outside the box, literally. And I said, I think Sunita will be funnier.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Simon's then girlfriend was sat behind Sunita at the time. But you can see her face when I pull out Sunita of the box. I think I was in the News of the World or the Sunday Mirror the next day because I'd caused this controversy between the old girlfriend and the new girlfriend. But it was great. I think it was in a Sunday Sport or something. It's just, you know, that time was great. 7 years ago.
Amazing. The time's really flown. But a lot of people will remember you for that. But like I said, you've been a ventriloquist for many, many years now. And your main character is this Arthur Lager. How did you sort of come up with that? Was it something you always had? Or has it sort of evolved over time, Arthur Lager?
You always get ventriloquists that have got a baby, they've got a cheeky boy, they've got an old man.
Yeah.
And even these days, they've got babies, cheeky boys, old man, and you can have a mask to that.
Yeah.
The mask. I mean, I can't go out and do the mask routine now because everyone in the audience is wearing them. What's the point?
It looks
like a ventriloquist convention. So, yeah, I'm trying to think outside the box again. I keep using that phrase, but it's true. You have to come up with something completely different. And when it was Brian Marshall, he was managing me at the time in 2005, I was doing panto for him, and he says, so you need to get an old man character. I thought, oh, that's been done, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, my good mate Jimmy Townley, Neville King, and Granddad, Tony Adams, a lot of events had an old man, Jeff Dunham, had water. And I kind of wanted something different, but then he said, but you need to make the old man like pretend like he's in a reality TV show. So I thought, oh, hang on, he's giving me a little twist. So I've got the old man character. Arthur Lager arrived, and then I put him in. Literally, when he arrived, I put him in the next night. I was working in the hotel in Turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Not Torquay, Turkey. And it was literally the puppet that I took out, and I put Arthur Lager in. That night, my act changed. It literally, they just warmed to the old man straight away.
Yeah.
And that old character was actually called Butch. And he turned out to be a renovated Simon Cowell puppet. So he was out of work for 10 years until we went on BGT disguised as Simon Cowell. But Arthur Lager came about really then, and a good mate called Tucker came up with the name Arthur Lager.
It's such a great name, but the character of Arthur Lager as well is brilliant. Look, the cheekiness he has and the general sort of
he is cheeky, isn't he? I think he's going to pop on and have a little chat with you before we go. But
that'd be marvellous.
I'm so sorry that I can't control what he says. I like to say that I can, but sometimes when he's on, he comes into his own. Do you know what I mean? He literally does freak me out, let alone other people.
We'll try and be prepared for that later. But something else it's great to talk about, you've got, thanks partly to Arthur Lager and some other people as well, you've got this song out now that's all related to the current situation and social distancing, etc. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, again, I'm writing for the times. I think you've got to merge your act with what's going on around
you.
So the 2 meter thing was, I was speaking with a brother water act, actually one of our fellow water acts, Kevin Dean, about writing a song. And we were chatting, and he started playing some chords, and he'd come up with 2 meter, do something with 2 meter. He said, what about like 2 meter Rita? I went, yeah, but I think Peter's funnier, so let's do 2 meter Peter. And then we started to come up with a little tune for it. That he went away. He was already away because we can't get together, so he was at home.
Yeah.
And then the next day he sent me a tune, basically song instrumental on his guitar, and he produced this great song. And then I said, right, I'll send you lyrics for that. I sent them back to him.
Yeah.
And then he went, yeah, that's great. And then I actually spoke to my wife, Nina, because she always helps me out with the finished product. I'm really good at being an ideas man, but she comes up with the finished, piece of gold at the end of it. I said to Nina, can you phrase my words into this song? Because it doesn't seem to fit with what's come back. And it's such a great piece of music. I thought, this is definitely going to work.
Yeah.
And then she started to phrase it. And she said, I'll just sing you what I've done. And when she started singing, I said, Nina, you've got to be in this song. I mean, she asked, but she'll tell you herself. what singing she's done in the past, but
we've
never really worked together on something so close. She's never actually sang to my puppet before. She's never looked at my puppet in the eyes before. But in the song, in the the video that we make, she's reacting. It's really strange after 20 years, Nina reacting with one of my puppets because I think she can't stand puppets. She's been living with them for 20 years.
Yeah, sure.
But literally, for the first time in 20 years, Nina and my puppets have been united, and I think it's a wonderful thing.
That's brilliant.
She lifts the song with her beautiful vocals anyway, and the phrasing is all hers, and it's an uplifting song because we're talking about, you've got to stay 2 metres, you know, so when you're in a queue, you go to Asda, Tesco's or Lidl, wherever you are, there are other supermarkets where you can social distance, but if you're standing in these queues, people have been saying to me, they've been tapping their feet singing 2 metre Peter, so it actually reminds you to save your life.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's sort of telling you all about the cums and the weird situation we're in, but it's a great tune, but it's also got the message as well behind it. So
it is a message. It's quite an important message, but it is a brilliant song. It's quite funny, the lyrics.
Yeah.
I mean, the lyrics really came because we've been sitting down watching Afterlife with Ricky Gervais. Tiger King, and I've seen Baked Potato with Matt Lucas. I've done my own version with Arthur Lager. So all of these things we just put into the song and hoped that it would work, and it's novel. Do you know what I mean?
Amazing.
I think, like Keith and Orville back in 82, 33 years later, can we make that happen again?
Let's get 2 Meter Peter into the charts. That would be fantastic.
What we're trying, it's on iTunes now, it's on all of the downloads and
were telling me earlier there have been some celebrity endorsements for it already, is that right? With 2 Meter
Well, this morning we got a like from Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill.
That is wonderful.
It's been so it's out of this world. It's not just in in the universe now, we're putting it everywhere. So
brilliant.
We've tweeted as many people and companies as we can because we're raising funds for the NSPCC. 50% of whatever we make is going to go, whatever happens, to the NSPCC.
Brilliant.
We'd like as many people to download it as possible because it's, at the end of the day, we might get a little bit of something out of it. So we can feed the kids for the next few months. It's worked.
Absolutely.
Come back for
but it's that's a brilliant combination. You've got yourself and Arthur Lager in it. Obviously, Nina with a lovely voice. It's a great message for the song, and it's going to help as well. If it gets successful, then it's got that sort of charity element to it as well. So hopefully a winning combination. That's brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, you're being water rats as well. It's what we're about, isn't it?
Yeah,
we just love to give.
Absolutely.
So we want to give something back.
It is nice to be able to give something back. Yeah, definitely. Well, I tell you what, Steve.
Which reminds me, you owe me a fiver. I'm going to give that back.
I was hoping to end the interview before you remembered that. Right. shall we get 2 Meter Peter on the airwaves here on Phoenix FM for you then? I think that'd
be
fabulous.
Lovely, mate.
And then we're going to have a chat to Nina, aren't we, about her role in the song?
We're alternating. She's in another room with the kids with the gaffer tape. And then I'll go in and then untie them.
Fabulous, okay. Well, we'll keep the line open. But here then is a little bit of 2 Meter Peter. Fabulous. Cheers, Steve.
Cheers, mate.
Peter, listen and he will save your life. 2 Meter Peter, he's now requested a 2 Meter wife.
You may see him in a queue, in Asda, or Tesco's, a little for sure. But he won't dare get close to you, because he's avoiding the hospital.
Boris Johnson's rules. 2 Meter Peter, protect the NHS or you're all fools.
He stays at home and cooks all day. Each morning waking up, keeping up with Joe Wicks. He's binged on all of Tiger King. Now he's watching Afterlife. It's back on Netflix.
Yeah, Ricky Gervais, he's the best.
show is heartwarming and hilarious. It's so good he's watched it thrice. But anything about it takes your mind off the outside world and puts all our worries on ice.
2 meter Peter, 2 meter Peter.
He's done a duet with Gary Barlow.
2 meter Peter, 2 meter Peter.
Singing with Matt Lucas, thank you, thank potato.
So if you want a hot 2 meter Peter, then send it in a virtual way. Just always keep your places, please, and that's exactly 2 meters away.
2 meter Peter, 2 meter Peter.
He's wearing his gloves, his hat, and his glass.
He's 2 meter Peter, 2 meter Peter.
He drinks hot Lennon tea in his glass.
2 meter Peter, 2 meter Peter.
Listen and he will save your life.
2 meter Peter, 2 meter Peter.
He's now requested a 2 meter wife. That was great fun.
Yeah, fancy a hug?
Yeah, go on then. Oh, no, wait. You're not listening. It's 2 meters. Who's Peter, anyway? We're all Peter.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
And there it was, 2 meter Peter then, and Steve Hewlett has momentarily left the phone call so I can speak to the fabulous Nina Hewlett. Hello.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. And thanks for playing our song.
No worries. No, it's a pleasure.
To hear it on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it deserves a lot of success. I was just saying to Steve beforehand, it's a great combination to have a song that's humorous anyway, with great lyrics like that, but then you've got the comedy of Arthur Lager being in it. You've got your lovely vocals in it, and it's for a good cause as well. You're going to give some of the money to the NSPCC. That's brilliant. It seems like a winning combination, really.
It does, and anything that you put a lot of time, effort, passion, love into, you know, usually does do well. It's, you know, it's all about how much you put into it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always interesting. It's interesting to hear about the sort of genesis of something like that. And Steve was saying about Kevin Dean coming up with a bit of a tune and then him working on it and then kind of giving it to you to sort of bring it all together and make it, he said, sort of put the finesse onto it. I mean, how do you even approach something like that when you've got a kind of rougher version of something? What did you think you needed to do to kind of get that finished product?
Well, he mentioned that he was doing the song 2 meter Peter, but I didn't really have any involvement in it at all.
Right.
I've just been looking after the girls and, you know, yeah, everything else that's been going on. And then I've sort of known it's been going on in the background, and then he sort of just come to me and was like, I wrote the words, this is what Kevin's made up the tune, but I can't put the two together, because obviously, you know, that is quite a difficult process, because you've got to work out the melody,
yeah,
of how you're going to sing the words. So it's like taking a poem and transforming it into,
yeah, absolutely,
like a song.
Yeah.
And if you're not used to doing that, obviously, you know, Steve does comedy and ventriloquism, but he doesn't, you know, do songs and songwriting as such. So, and I mean, I don't write songs either, but obviously I understand a bit more about songs as, yeah, I've sung before. So, yeah, I was happy to sort of help him fit it in and find the key and sort of work out, you know, where the repetition is with the chorus and things like that. And it sort of just happened naturally, really.
Fabulous. And what about the video with it? Because obviously you're in the video with Arthur Lager.
Yeah.
How was that? Because he was saying you've never really sort of had any interaction with his puppets before. You've kind of got a bit over them over the years of being with a ventriloquist. But, I mean, that must have been interesting, being on screen with Arthur Lager.
Yeah, it is. It's so interesting because, I mean, as long as I've known Steve, he's been a ventriloquist. We've been together 20 years. You know, I have been on stage with the puppets before, but obviously I see behind the scenes and I have a different perspective from the audience.
Of course, yeah.
Obviously they don't get to see that side. So it is a bit surreal. I am a bit used to it after all these years.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was quite fun doing the video.
I can't believe. I mean, I know you've had a sort of singing career and everything, but you were telling me that's the first time you've ever kind of recorded your voice for this song.
I know. It's something I've always wanted to do. It's on my bucket list. I think it's because I went into singing and then I started a family and then I never really went back into it full time.
Sure.
And in between my two children, I did manage to get gigging again.
Yeah.
And started to sort of pick up again with that. But then a second child comes along and the nature of Steve's work, he's away so much.
So I'm literally
you know, holding things together back home. So I've just never been able to sort of pursue it maybe as far as I'd like to. And actually, we did have a studio booked to record some songs because I really wanted to give it a big push this year.
Right,
and then we had to cancel it because of lockdown.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
So it's all a bit on hold at the moment. And obviously, none of us know how everything's going to be when the venues reopen. But hopefully, I'll have another opportunity to go out again and sing and, you know, record even.
Yeah,
record
absolutely.
Some songs for
myself. Well, hearing your voice on that track, I think you should. I think it's lovely. It's excellent.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, something else I should ask. I did hint at this with Steve. I mean, obviously, my wife knows this as well. When you have a partner that's constantly away working and going away for longer periods of time, and it kind of makes the time you spend together nicer. And I think that's, for my wife and I, that sort of helped us stay strong together because you're not in each other's pockets all the time. However, since lockdown, it must be quite interesting, 11 weeks in the house with the same person all the time. How has it been for you guys?
It's been surreal. I mean, apart from when we met, we moved in straight away together and worked together on like long contracts. So
yeah,
we had
yeah.
that intense time at the beginning of our relationship. But then the last sort of 15 to 18 years maybe, yeah, it's been like you and your partner of being apart. And it does make that time special when you are reunited and you miss them. And I think you need your own space, you need your own time apart to appreciate each other. So yeah, this has been a new experience.
Yeah,
and obviously
sure.
At home with the children as well, we're all like lacking that sort of time on our own to do our own things and have a bit of space. But you know, if this hadn't have happened, then we wouldn't have done this song. You know, Steve's been exploring other ways of performing and working, you know, doing online things. So
sure,
he's sort of broadening his skill set and hopefully developing things that he can do, you know, take forward as well as performing on stage. And like, because we don't know what's happening with the venues
sure.
as such, we need to have a bit of a backup plan.
Yeah, of course.
And you know, I've found it hard because the children haven't gone to school, so for me, they're completely relying on me for everything, or me and Steve. So
that
has been challenging, but it's special time that we'll probably never ever have again.
No,
and
I think
just have to remember that.
That's definitely a really good way of looking at it. It's always important to try and take the positives out of something. And basically, it's giving people, I know obviously there are people that are under financial strain, worried about the future and everything like that, but it's given people a kind of strange period in their lives when you can really kind of reflect and reset things. And like you say, try some new things and think of new ways of working and stuff. So yeah, it's a really interesting thing to say. We probably won't ever have that opportunity again. It'll always just be back to full speed ahead once it's all open again, isn't it?
Yeah, life is really fast, isn't it? And everyone is sort of just rushing through everything and thinking of the next thing and working ahead. And this has made everyone stop and just be more in the moment, because you can't really plan at the moment. So it does make you look at things and think, am I happy? What can we do? How can we change this? What are we going to do, you know, when we come out of this? So yeah, like you said, you've got to find the positives. You can't just sit and worry and you know, just wait for something to happen. You've got to sort of try and take a bit of control back. So,
you
know, that's what we try to do.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Nina, I wish you every success with
Thank
Two Meter Peter. It's brilliant with the social distancing message and the humour of it as well. I really hope it gets into the public consciousness and lots of people get to hear about it and buy it.
Thank you so much.
Now, am I right? I understand we might be able to have a chat to Arthur Lager himself in a minute or two.
I'll just give him a bit of a shout.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, that's fabulous.
Okay.
All right.
I think he's on his way.
That's brilliant. Listen, thanks, Nina, for joining us. It's been great to chat to you.
Thanks so much for having us on, and good luck with everything.
Thanks
take
a lot.
Care.
Cheers. All right,
bye.
Take care. Bye. Well,
hello, mate.
Hi. Right. Yes, that's good, Steve. Now, you did say to us we might be able to have a chat to Arthur Lager. Now, I know, obviously, as an older gentleman, he might have to spend a lot of time resting, but it would be wonderful if he could come on the air and chat to us.
Yes, yes, of course. He's here. He's here. Let's just wake him up.
Oh, all right. Brilliant, brilliant.
Ha! Tickles! Hello? Who's that? Is that Keith? It's not Keith now.
No, it's Ben. Ben. It's Ben.
What's the other one? Hello, Ben.
Arthur Lager, how the devil are you, sir?
He's calling me a devil. No, he's being nice. Hello, mate. It's our mates talk. Oh, is it? Yeah, you're all right, Ben. I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, excellent. Good. I've just heard your song, 2 Meter Peter, and I have to say, what a fabulous achievement.
Thanks very much, yeah. Did you... I can sing a lot better than Steve, can't I? You've heard him sing.
Well, I wasn't going to say, but yeah, you've got...
didn't you, really?
For someone of advancing years, Arthur, you've got a lovely voice.
Oh, thanks, mate. Flirting, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve's next to me, because otherwise this wouldn't work, so he heard what you said.
It's always interesting to get a bit of ventriloquism on the radio, I think. That's marvellous, yeah.
Oh, no, you need to get Uncle Alan on. I love your Uncle Alan. I look like him, actually.
you do a little bit.
Do I?
Yes, Arthur.
I have got the glasses on.
Let me ask you, obviously, you're slightly smaller than an average human being, so does the 2 meter rule still apply to you, Arthur?
Well, no, we need to half it, I think. I'm only 1 meter tall, I don't know what we're saying. But mind you, next week, I think it changes, and it's going down to 1 meter, it ruins everything that we've been doing the last 6 weeks.
You'll have to adapt it to 1 meter, Peter, but yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Change it. We want to spread it around the world too, you know. You can get it in Australia and America.
Yeah.
You ain't got to change too much.
No, absolutely.
Metrics.
Yeah. Listen.
Not the Matrix. That's a film, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think they're working on a sequel to that at the minute. Now, listen, Arthur, I do appreciate you coming on the radio. It's brilliant to talk to you. I'd love to talk to Steve on his own again, but if you just want to say anything to the listeners of Phoenix FM, Arthur, about your song, just a little kind of few seconds to promote it, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind if I buy it, download it, right? iTunes, Google, Amazon, whatever. Just download it. It's not for me. It's for those horrible little things. Sorry, it's for the kids. It's the NSPCC, so I don't mind if you buy it for that reason.
Yes.
And, you know, if Steve gets a little bit of cash, so I might be able to get a new box. I've been stuck in this for about 6 years. He thinks a skunk. Is it Pongo the skunk? Yeah, that's what I meant.
Well, Arthur, thank you so much. It's been wonderful to talk to you, and you go and have a rest, all right?
I will do, mate. Thank you. All he's got to do is take his hand out, then I'm going, that's it. There you go, he's gone.
Well,
he talked
brilliant.
About Pongo there. He should have said his name first.
Yeah, no, brilliant, though. Brilliant, Steve. Listen, so thank you so much for coming on here on the show that goes like this. It's great to talk to you, as ever.
Pleasure. We're always tuning in, mate. We love it.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, you'll know I always have a theme to the show, and today's theme, because it's Pet Appreciation Week, I'm getting on a variety of tracks that all have some kind of link to animals in some way or another, and I just wondered if, before you go, you had any kind of requests or anything. Sorry to put you on the spot, but if there's any song you can think of.
No, it's fine. Pet Sounds comes to mind. I'm a big Beach Boys fan, but but also you said the animals.
Yeah.
What about the animals? House of the Rising Sun, one of the greatest songs out there.
What a lovely suggestion.
2 Meter Peter.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Brilliant. Well, listen, Steve, thanks to Nina as well and Arthur. Brilliant to talk to all of you, and we really hope 2 Meter Peter is a huge hit. So thanks very much, mate.
Thanks so much, mate. We'll get the kids on next time.
Brilliant.
The only ones we left out. Thanks for having us on, mate.
No worries. Cheers, mate. We're going to get animals on for you, and I'll see you soon. All right.
Brilliant.
All the best. Ben. Cheers, Steve.
Bye. Bye.
children not to do what I have done. Spend your life sincere in misery in the house of the rising sun.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons, and you're listening to the show that goes like this. It's Tuesday the 9th of June between 6 and 8, which means I'm here on the airwaves right now, and it's wonderful to have you along as well. Huge thanks as well to Steve and Nina Hewlett and Arthur Lager talking about their fabulous new song, which some of the proceeds go to charity as well, 2 Meter Peter, and great to play that here on Phoenix FM. And give it some time so you lovely people can hear it. Get downloading it, get purchasing it from all the places you get your music. 2 Meter Peter. Until today, the only 2 Meter Peter I knew of was Peter Crouch. I think he's that tall, isn't he? Something like that. He must be very close. Anyway, he's back on our screens on the BBC with a new programme. But it's not 2 Meter Peter Crouch. It's 2 Meter Peter for Steve and Nina Hewlett. Fabulous song. Go and get it. Absolutely marvellous. Right. Well, somehow we've only got 37 minutes left of the show that goes like this tonight. I've still got an awful lot of animal related tracks to squeeze in. We've got to find out the answer to Ben's impossible question. We've got to bestow another legend of the week. Now, it's always going to be hotly contested and highly controversial, particularly when your animals are involved. I have to say, when we do give out the winning award and accolade, do not take it personally. It's no reflection on you or your animal if you don't win. It's just a decision, and there's no tangible prize, you know. So we don't want loads of messages coming in about why didn't I win. You can send them, I'll just ignore them. Right, let's get some more of your tracks on the airwaves. They're all animal related because, yes, it's Pet Appreciation Week. Although Tuesday the 9th of June is World Antiphospholipid Antibody Syndrome Day, don't ask me to explain too much. It's Donald Duck Day, as I've been told a few times. It's Call Your Doctor Day, but it's Pet Appreciation Week. And here's a song where the band name mentions a type of animal and the song is a different type of animal. Now that's rare. Here's Owl City with Fireflies.
You would not believe eyes. If 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep, 'cause they fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere. You'd think me rude, but I would just stand and stare. 'Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they tried to teach me how to dance. Trot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed. Disco ball is just hanging by a thread. I'd like to make myself believe
please take me away from here.
Cause I feel like such an insomniac.
Please take me away from here.
Why do I tire of counting sheep?
Please take me away from here.
When I'm far too tired to fall asleep. To 10 million fireflies, I'm weird cause I hate goodbyes. I got misty eyes as they said farewell. Several are, if my dreams get real bizarre, cause I saved a few and I keep them in a jar. I'd like to make myself believe this planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, cause everything is never as it seems.
Bursting at the seams.
Phoenix FM.
I love that track, Owl City and Fireflies there. And that was suggested, who was that suggested by? I think that was suggested by Ron Wilmot. So thank you very much for doing that, Ron Wilmot. Marvellous of you. So much to squeeze into the last 32 minutes, and we've still got to find out who Legend of the Week is. We haven't even talked about celebrity birthdays. We'll have another track, and then that will be coming up next. There wasn't a hotly contested poll last week. Will there even be time to squeeze one of those into the last half hour? Let's hope so. Do you know what? I'm going to do it while this next track is on. Neck track? It's not a neck track. Not a song about necks. Maybe that's another theme for another time. The next track, and it's not a track about the popular menswear shop. I think it does women's wear as well. I associate it with menswear because I buy some of my clothes from there. All right, it's a unisex clothes shop next. This link has failed dismally. Let's get another song on. Okay, time for something else. Time for Elton John. What animal has he ever sung about? No, it's nothing to do with Can You Feel the Love Tonight and The Lion King. It's Crocodile Rock.
Rock down.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Certainly is. It's still Tuesday the 9th of June. I haven't stopped being Ben Simmons, and yes, this is the show that goes like this. It is still all happening on this programme. Now, as promised, I am going to get a hotly contested poll onto the social media pages, and I think it's just gone up. I thought I'd ask a controversial question. Now, I think I've done before the controversial question asking about cats and dogs. So the hotly contested poll this evening is going for slightly smaller pets. And I'm simply asking, just this one-time choice, which animal is better, a rabbit or a guinea pig? You've only got about 25 minutes to vote on that. So if you're listening to this programme, get yourself onto the Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. It's also shared to my Ben Simmons Facebook page. And we are asking, which animal is better, a rabbit or a guinea pig? It could be close, that's all I'm going to say. Right, more tracks coming, most of which have been suggested by you. Thanks for being lovely. Here is one then that came from, actually, this one came from my dad, which is rather wonderful. He doesn't often make song requests, but he has done this afternoon. And he's gone a bit left field with his animal thoughts, so well done with this. It's The Who. It's Boris the Spider.
Calling up my wall, black and hairy, very small. Now he's up above my head, hanging by a little thread. Boris the Spider, Boris the Spider. Now he's dropped onto the floor, heading for the bedroom door. Maybe he's as scared as me. Where's he gone now? I can't see.
FM.
Boris the Spider there, not a popular pet. I assume rabbits and guinea pigs are much more popular, and there's been a deluge of votes coming in. In the early running, rabbits were way ahead, but guinea pigs have fought their way back on the hotly contested poll this evening. It's now standing at 50-50. Could be a close vote with 20 minutes left to vote. So, yeah, I apologise for starting that poll a little bit late, but obviously we had the celebrity guest interview with the fabulous Hewletts to get in on this show. So the hotly contested poll has had a little bit less airtime, let's just say that. But it's still there on the social media. Tell your friends to vote if you feel particularly strongly about rabbits or guinea pigs. Which are a better pet? I always had guinea pigs when I was a kid. I loved them. Had an albino one when I was very little that I called Kansas, which was quite cute. I must have loved Wizard of Oz, although I don't really remember that. Anyway, shall we get some more music on? There's lots to squeeze in. And here's another one suggested by Rachel Woollett. And we're getting a bit more angsty towards the end of this show. Here's Def Leppard with Animal.
trap. Hear the mouth to mouth, like a moving heartbeat. In the witching hour, I'm running with the wind. Shadow in the dust, I'm like the dark.
FM.
Oh yes, and we're into the home straight of the show that goes like this this evening. It's the 9th of June. It's a nice evening outside. I hope it's pleasant for you where you are. And it's all the general craziness happening towards the end of the show here. We always go at full pelt right up to 8 o'clock. And the hotly contested poll is running. We've got a chance to be Legend of the Week. The answer to Ben's impossible question coming very shortly. And huge thanks again to Steve and Nina Hewlett for appearing as my guests here on this programme around about 40 minutes ago, which was marvellous of them. Now, do you know what we haven't talked about for a little while? Celebrity birthdays. Shall we do it? Go on then. Well, not quite as many today on the 9th of June, but there are still some. So therefore, Johnny Depp is 57 today. Michael J. Fox is 59 today. Natalie Portman is 39. Matt Bellamy from Muse is 42 today. Screenwriter Aaron Sorkin is 59. And had he survived, the marvellous Cole Porter would have been 129 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And if it's your birthday on the 9th of June, we wish you very many happy returns from everybody here at Phoenix FM. Right, polls to vote on, it's still open. Legend of the Week awards to win, it's still possible. And Ben's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible.
Remember, it's meant to be difficult, and I have asked you have to guess the distance between my primary school and the Eurotunnel terminal in Folkestone in Kent. The only clue is it's in the same county, my primary school. And then if the days of the week were numbered 1 to 7, Monday to Sunday, you have to divide the distance from my school to the Eurotunnel by the day of the week I was born on. And if that's too much to comprehend just listening to me on the radio, it is on my Facebook profile. You may have to scroll down beneath photos of pets and you will see a post that begins for Ben's impossible question this week. Comment beneath that post with your guess and whoever's the nearest will be very pleased with themselves just before 8 o'clock this evening. Right, time for another track. Here then, with Little Red Rooster, it's the Stones.
Too lazy to crow for day. I am the little red rooster. Too lazy to crow for day. Keep everything in the farm. Upset in every way. The dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark. Begin to howl. Watch how strange can be. Little red roosters on the prowl. If you see my little red rooster, drive him home. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. Ain't had no peace in the farmyard since my little red rooster's been gone.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Right, I'm going to do this now as we're fairly near the end of the show. We've got the penultimate track to come and then Legend of the Week award to be handed out. I feel duty bound to give you the answer to Ben's impossible question this week because it was particularly complicated. And I cannot believe that when you hear the sort of unlikelihood of anybody getting it particularly close. Two people have got unbelievably close in terms of how near they are to the actual answer and how close they are that one of them has won by such a small margin. Anyway, let me tell you. So, the distance between my primary school and the Eurotunnel terminal in Folkestone in Kent, or the part of it I pointed to on Google Maps, was 52.8 miles. Very specific. And then, for those of you that don't know, I was born on a Friday. So that's me. I think I'm loving and giving in that case, which only my friends can prove one way or the other. But yes, so that's a 5. So 52.8 divided by 5 gives you the answer of 10.57. So thank you to everybody who guessed. Lynn Parry said 8.5. Rachel Woollett said 11.25. Eddie Bushell said 11.2. My mum said 10.12, all good guesses, but listen to this. Stefan Flack said 10.4, Barbara Ferry said 10.72. So Stefan Flack was 1.3 away. Barbara Ferry was 1.5 away. Unbelievable. But the winner is Stefan Flack. Congratulations, Stefan. Very well done. And commiserations, Barbara Ferry. Incredibly close with an impossible question there. I'm enjoying those. Hope you're enjoying the general ridiculousness of those. Let's have one more track, and then we've got this crazy business of summing up the entire show. Right, here then, still animal-related, it's a horse with no name, thanks to Darren Clulow-Smith. Here are America.
Phoenix FM.
That was the fabulous America there, A Horse With No Name. Right, as ever, I've not given myself very long to sum everything up. You'll be delighted to know that the hotly contested poll, which are better, rabbits or guinea pigs, it's finished as I go off the air. 50-50, no clear winner. They're both wonderful examples of pets, clearly. Now, I've got to try and do justice to everybody's pet photos that have been sent in. Fellow Phoenix presenter Spencer Carter has sent wonderful pictures of Radley. One is her Diana Ross look, which I particularly liked. Eddie Bushell has sent in, sadly, an animal who's no longer with them. Naomi Bushell with Tansy, their dog. She looked very lovely. Barbara Ferry has sent in her dog Buster and her guinea pigs Boris and Gareth. And then Hayden Parker sent in some very cute puppies in a trolley, which looks very, very adorable. Bobo Roberts has sent in a picture of himself with his pet elephant. He has a circus background, so it's no strange situation there. Sue Burton has sent in Mickey. Lainey Boyle has gone thinking outside the box and sent in the word peeve. It's her pet peeve. I like that. It made me chuckle. Rachel Willett has sent in the Daniel Craig lookalike Arthur. Remember, though... Oh, hang on. Lyndra Trevelyan has sent in an unnamed animal. Nick Murphy has sent in an unnamed animal. Bobo Roberts has sent a dog. Melissa Stanton has sent a budgie, I believe, and a pug. But I have to say... the one that struck me as the most incredible and the one that actually listened to the instruction was posing with their animal. There weren't that many people that listened to that and have sadly fallen foul of that regulation. But just for it being a crazy animal, apologies to Rachel Woollett because Arthur does really look like Daniel Craig. But I'm giving the man who has an elephant in his picture with him, genuinely true, the Legend of the Week award this week. It's Bobo Roberts. Huge congratulations to Bobbo, and as ever, thank you so much to everybody for tuning in today. I'll be back at the same time next week. Keep it here on Phoenix FM, though. After the news at 8, Rob Harvey will be up with another brilliant Synth City, so stay tuned. I'll see you again very soon. Here's one of my favourite animal-related tracks to play us out. I've chosen this. I've always loved Janet Jackson. It's Black Cat.